It wasn't just the wisdom and the Torah itself which these sinners hated, and the hatred of which led them to choose a far less meaningful lifestyle, Shlomo HaMelech teaches us. It was even the very overtures of love, the advice at first, and the rebuke as matters progressed in the wrong direction, offered by a caring parent or mentor, which bore the brunt of the wayward child's scorn. The help wasn't seen as help, it was seen as being overbearing. The concern was viewed as helicopter parenting and as quashing the individual's individuality and drives. In turn, the genuinely proffered assistance was shot down, mimicked, and mocked, seen as being out of touch with the child's unique passions and goals. Of course, as this story is sadly played out, it eventually is revealed to the child that this was not the case. The love was real, the concern was legitimate, the advice on target, and the disastrous results of the misguided decisions made in the past now have begun to emerge with no sign of cessation. The once funny bits now are recognized for what they were all along, crudely insulting, and the regret felt is powerful indeed. We often only realize how important something is to us when it has been lost. The same can certainly be said concerning parent-child relationships. To those of us still blessed to have parents on this earth, we need to appreciate the advice given, whether sought after or not, and treasure the opportunity to hear guidance from those who care the most about us and who possess greater life experience and wisdom.